Have you ever wondered how big our God Jehovah really is? Have you ever stopped to consider, stopped and just meditated on the vastness of God? We can see God's glory in the vastness of space. The spheres of the planets and the thousands of stars we see are just the beginning of space. The universe is so large we cannot even grasp the size of it. Yet the planets and the stars work in the orderly way that God created them. Isn't that something, how God created something so vast that no man has ever yet, that I'm aware of, seen the end of it? They are finding new stars and new heights of the universe with larger telescopes and what have you, new technology that they can look into the space, and they keep discovering new things. Truly God has created something huge, something tremendous, and yet it all works together so harmoniously that it can be predicted hundreds of years into the future. Men have made large telescopes that can see into space hundreds of light years and more. They send satellites and telescopes into space to explore and see if they can possibly find some answers to their ridiculous questions, only to discover more things they had previously never seen. The sun is approximately 93 million miles from the Earth. If you traveled in a rocket that flew 25,000 miles per hour, you would need approximately 5 months to get to the sun. Just imagine that. 5 months of traveling nonstop, almost half a year, at 25,000 miles per hour, and then you'd finally get to the sun. If you would actually get there, it would be amazing. You would risk meltdown. To fly to the nearest star at the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second, would require approximately 4 years and 3 months. And there are countless stars beyond that, even farther than that. Truly the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork too. Psalm 19, verse 1. It is exciting to think about how big the universe is, but even more exciting than that is the fact that there is someone I know that is bigger. God is the one who created the universe and controls it today. To know the one who created all this by his spoken word, he spoke it into existence. That makes man's measurements seem insignificant. To describe how big God is with human speech would put limits on him, and he is limitless. I cannot describe how big God is, but I can tell you that God is bigger than any obstacle you or I may face today. When you have an assignment that you think is too hard to do, a trial that you think is too hard to bear, a sorrow that you think is too overwhelming, look to the one who is bigger than your problems, who can give you the strength, the courage, and grace to face them all.